Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about some of the recent success stories in retail for the Beef Checkoff.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council has been investing in retail and food service programs in 2022. We assisted in extending the Beef It's What's for Dinner campaign with Sam's Club. This digital campaign ran for 5 weeks and served up beef advertisement to shoppers on Sam's Club's website and app. For every dollar invested in the promotion, the return to producers was $27 in incremental beef sales. That's amazing. And in food service, working with other state beef councils, the Oklahoma Beef Council helped fund a Beef It's What's for Dinner sponsorship at the American Culinary Federation National Convention with 750 chefs in attendance. This organization represents the largest professional chefs organization in the country. Collaborating under Beef It's What's for Dinner brand, we provided an opportunity for chefs to enjoy a small taste of beef through pop-up tastings during 3 breaks throughout the convention, including a beef for breakfast concept. To learn more, visit drivingdemandforbeef.com.
Well, trading activity was a bit disappointing for cattle as the cattle on feed report was expected to provide further strength in just one day. However, there should be good support under the market as cattle numbers tighten. Packers will need to take care of business today as they don't have many purchased ahead. Feedlots want higher cash but also want to move cattle that are ready to sell. The anticipation is for higher cash, but traders are cautious and want to see evidence of it before pushing futures higher. Boxed beef was higher, choice up $1.06, select was up 95 cents. Now, hogs saw another day of higher cash with the National Direct Afternoon Hog Report posting a gain $3.14. Even with stronger cash, aggressive buying was not triggered in futures. Cutouts continued to struggle with a loss of 69 cents. Even though it seems hog supplies are current, there remain sufficient hogs available for increased chain speeds. The October cold storage report was not bullish as frozen pork stocks grew by 16% from a year ago. On the grains, March Kansas City wheat down 4 cents, pressured by chances for rain in the northwestern plains as far south as Kansas next week. For the soft red winter wheat crops, rain that will start in eastern Texas later today is expected to expand eastward over the weekend. The southern Gulf states will get the heaviest amounts, but moderate precipitation is expected across the eastern Midwest and should also be temporarily helpful to water levels on the lower Mississippi River. March corn's up 2 cents early today, once again holding light support above its 100-day average at $6.58 at a time when non-commercials have been cautious about adding to the long side of grain holdings. Brazil continues to have the export advantage with FOB prices for December 11% cheaper than in the U.S. January soybeans unchanged early today and a quiet start to what could likely become a quiet day for the grain sector. Wednesday's U.S. grain and livestock markets will close at their regular times today, but will be closed tomorrow, opening late Friday morning. We'll check futures in a moment.
It's the 41st annual Oklahoma Select Bull and Female Sale, Saturday, December 3rd, 1 p.m. at the Atoka Livestock Auction. The Limousine and Limflex offering will include 60 breeding-age bulls and 31 females, pairs and breds. Complete information data will be available on all bulls. View the catalog at AmericanCattleServices.com. For more information, contact American Cattle Services, 580-597-3006. The Oklahoma Select Bull and Female Sale, December 3rd, Atoka Livestock Auction.
Kansas City wheat, should say live cattle. December live cattle up 25 cents, 153.80. February down 30 cents, 156.42. January feeder cattle down 95, 181.67. March down 52, 184.57. December hogs up 45 cents, 84.25. Kansas City wheat, December up 3.5, 9.29. March up 5 cents, 9.17. Chicago wheat, December up 5 cents, 7.96.5. March is up 5.25, 8.15.75. December corn's up 3.5, 6.60.25. March up 3.25, 6.62.5. January soybeans up 7 cents, 14.36.75.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.